Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Herbie, they're saying that this is the worst job ever.
Yep.
There's an advertisement at the moment for a job. And people
need jobs.
Yeah, people need jobs. But people are saying this is just terrible. Terrible. So it's to be a Japanese swordsmith apprenticeship, right?
Wow.
Now, that does sound fancy.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah,
fun.
So it's a big thing over there. And it's like, you know, fraught with tradition. There's heaps of stuff going on.
Yep.
So the job basically says that you need to work 10-hour days, 5 days a week, plus weekend for a minimum of 5 years. This is the apprenticeship.
Yep.
With no pay.
You're kidding me.
No pay for the 5 years that you'll be doing that.
That is ridiculous.
So as you can imagine, a lot of people, a bit of criticism because, you know, I think one of the parts about why we go to work is to get paid.
To get paid. Especially because that's not giving really any wiggle room to get a part-time job to get some money on the side.
No, not right. You're right there. And they're saying like, well, that's the rules of becoming a swordsmith in Japan. You know,
I wonder though... What do they earn first year out? Do you just skyrocket to a couple of mil? Is it worth it?
Well, it wouldn't be a couple of mil, I doubt. But you'd be in high demand. There's no doubt about that. But no surprise, number of registered swordsmiths has surprisingly declined
in
recent years.
Really?
You know, people,
wow.
People starting to think, oh, you know what? Maybe
want a bit of money for the task.
I mean, because, sometimes you can do a bad job because you're like, oh, okay, I'm getting paid a bit of money for this. So I don't really care.
Jeepers.
You know, if I was getting paid any less, I wouldn't want to do it.
And that's the thing. We all have had multiple jobs growing up, you know, might even start with doing jobs around the house. But sometimes when you're doing a job, it could be great. But then there's that one task that you dread. And I mean, for that job, I think it's the whole thing because you're not getting paid.
Well, that's right. It's hard work.
But that task that make, you know, where you sort of go,
I
got to do that.
Talking to Ben from work days before, and he was saying that he used to work in a deli.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the roast chickens, and we all love that
lovely
smell.
Lovely. A hot chook. Yeah, give me that stuffing in the middle. Thank you.
But it was the cleaning up the fats that had dropped up at the end, and it was like a sludgy thing, and like you just, the smell was there, and you had to clean them, and like no one wanted to do it.
No one would. Because I can only imagine when I leave my roast chook on a plate in the fridge, and then I bring it out the next day, it's already started to got a bit, you know, at the bottom, gelatin.
Yeah, no.
It's a bit gross. So imagine where they're just pumping out the chookies.
And I can't imagine like some tradie work wouldn't be that great.
Well, plumbers, I always think, must get called to some terrible jobs. And cleaners in general, I mean, they're doing an amazing job. We've needed them more than ever lately.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can only imagine they rock up to a hotel and let's say a bucks party's been there. Some bucks, they get a little loose. It could only be the most disgusting thing to clean up.
52232955. What's that one thing that you didn't like doing on your job?
Yeah.
What was the worst aspect of it? Or the worst job
thing
you had?
Yeah, worst job you had or worst thing that you
had to do with that job.
On the job.
Like, what was it that just made you go, oh, I hate this? 52232955. Of course, we have vouchers to give away as well to Routley's. Fancy Routley's pie, of course you do. $50 voucher for that one. 52232955. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Good afternoon, Joel on the Surf Coast. The Chili Peppers, other side. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955 asking the question, Herbie, what's the worst part of your job? The thing that you just hate doing? Or did you just have a terrible job? This is off the fact that there's the Japanese swordsmanship apprenticeship going at the moment. 5 years.
Yeah, good.
Big hours.
Good time.
No pay.
I don't know, 50 hours during the week, then weekend and no pay.
Weekends as well. No,
that's unbelievable.
52232955. Jordan, what was the worst job you've ever had?
So I won't name any names as to whereabouts it was, but it was pipe relining in sewer pits, and sewer mains. So it's a big resin that you put through an existing sewer main, however long it might have been there for, and it basically sets, and then you got to get in there in a big sperm suit and cut out the excess and get covered in it.
Oh, Jordan, how do you even get through it? Do you put stuff up your nose? Like, what do you do?
Do you get used to it?
Oh, yeah. I think whatever's up your nose burns away after a few years, so you just tend to not smell it. So.
That's so good. Fair enough.
Jordan, into the draw for that Rally's voucher as well.
We've got Cara from Hyden. What is the worst thing you've had to do?
So in my teenage years, I used to work at a fish and chip shop, and the end of the week, cleaning out the trays of fish and the juice. And look, to be fair, I don't really eat fish anymore.
Really?
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't think, but going into a cool room that just has fish, it is indescribable.
Add some oil to it at the end of the week. Yum.
No, and there's not much air conditioning in fish and chip shops either, so you can imagine a hot day.
Whoa. I mean, sweat's involved too. Oh, bit of elbow grease. You got to love that.
You just had like, imagine a hangover on a day.
No, thank you.
Joe, in Belmont, what's the worst job you've had?
Well, it was a specific day. I was a cleaner, and this day I walked into a house and knocked on the door, and the gentleman came to the door, which was the husband. I walked in, and as I was walking in, this lady was walking out, pretty sure it wasn't the wife. He says, oh, apologies for the state of the house. We had a bit of a get-together here last night, and there was must have been quite a big party because there was substances and
bottles
and... it went on, and I was cleaning everything up. But the worst one was I went into the bedroom, and obviously the toys were left out on the bedside table. And I just thought, this is just not for me today. I'm out. And he's like, oh, what's the issue? I haven't finished the kits. And I'm like, when you clean up your toys in your bedroom, call me. I'm out.
That's one hell of a party. I think that's a keys in the bowl kind of party.
Oh, my. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
All right, Lauren from Lara, you've had a few incidents, but one time when you were working at the movies.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect to find dirty nappies at the end of the theatre when you're cleaning. But one of the many things that we used to find, especially like they try to hide it under the sink.
Oh,
no. Baby, so during the movie. And it's a dirty soiled nappy too, like it smells.
I mean.
So why would you at least put that in the bin that's there as you walk out of the.
Or put it in your popcorn bin, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
That's surely no popcorn left. Put a dirty nappy in there.
Just get rid of it.
That or the kid.
Oh, okay, that was a bit far. Jeez. Ended up with murder at the end of this. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Throwing you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, need to speak about this awesome song.
This banger.
This anthem of karaoke. One of the greats.
That's huge, isn't it?
That's amazing. The Macarena is what we're speaking about. And we're speaking about it because today it's celebrating a little bit of an anniversary. Because back in 1996 on this day, this remix of the Macarena, the Bayside Boys remix, it hit the charts for the first time and went to number one, where it stayed for 14 weeks.
Really?
They stayed for 14 weeks.
Just catchy, isn't it?
It is. On the Billboard charts is what I'm speaking about.
Yeah.
There is only 42 songs that have stayed at number one on the Billboard charts for over 10 weeks.
Really?
So the Macarena is one of them.
Wow.
And we all know it. We all know the moves. We know the song. It's just a lot of fun.
Arms out.
Yeah, there he goes. Yeah. Josh has got it going on.
Hey.
But did you know some other little stuff about this song? Just looking into it, because I thought, you know, it's part of history. We need to look into its history. So the two men behind it, Romeo and Ruiz, may have said them wrong. They actually came across like a flamingo dancer. You know the dancers that have the big...
Yeah. All the feathers and stuff
that they
sort of do for...
like cha-chas.
Yeah.
The can-can. Mm. Yeah. So they came across... one of these dancers, and that thought her moves were so spot on that they set about writing the lyrics to the song The Macarena that would then have a dance to go along with it, which soon became a number one hit.
Well, there you go.
So without that dancer, they wouldn't have had it.
Well, wouldn't have been inspired.
And this is great in classic one-hit wonder fashion style.
Yeah.
Only took them 5 minutes to write the song.
Really?
Yeah.
5 minutes. Well, there's not a lot of words in it.
There is some words. The only words we hear, Macarena.
Yeah.
You know, they all want me. They can't have me. So there is some words in there.
Yeah, well, there's six.
But then there's some words that you don't know, the words that lead up to, Macarena. Turns out, convert them, they actually mean give your body some joy, Macarena, because your body is for giving joy and good things to it.
Wow.
Because the song, it was named Macarena after one of the guys' daughter, Esperanza Macarena. Yep. So it's named after her. But then the song is actually about a tale of a promiscuous woman named Macarena who is unfaithful to her husband while he's away in the army.
Jesus.
And we're all dancing. We're celebrating.
We're having a good time.
Macarena.
We're celebrating adultery.
Woo! You all want me. You can't have me.
That's geez. There you go. Yeah. That, now every time I hear that song, I'm just going to think of that.
And poor old that guy.
The guy's in the army. He's trying to protect the country.
He's trying to do good. Comes back. Macarena's, well, she's been doing her own good.
She's gone. Yeah, she's getting around.
But because the song has so much history, I thought a bit of inspiration for today's music game.
All right. We'll do that next. Yes. The musical game. Herbie, very talented indeed. We'll get you warmed up.
Some ready instruments.
To go. Okay. Sounds good. Herbie, Josh, K-Rock 955.
She plays clarinet, the drums, even ukulele and guitar. Herbie and Josh's musical game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
K-Rock.
We are doing the musical game today. Chandra, welcome to the studio, I should say, but we're doing the game off the Macarena. You know, the dance hit?
Oh, yeah.
Because this day, back in 1996, it hit number one for the first time, where it stayed on the Billboard charts for 14 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What a classic.
What a classic. And everyone knows the moves.
That's what we were saying. Everyone knows it.
Yeah. Unites people, this song.
It does.
That and the Nutbush.
But it turns out there's only 42 other songs that have stayed at number one on the Billboard charts for over 10 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So that's where I've drawn my inspiration from. I have gone onto the brass instruments today.
Ooh, okay.
My friends, I'm going to be playing some of these songs. You just have to let me know what the song is, please.
No worries. What I love is that you've got a lot of instruments too.
Yeah, and you might hear drums in the back of some of these.
Yeah.
But that's just James coming in.
Yeah,
thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, I'm not doing the drums and the brass.
James, that's not how radio works. You've got to actually talk.
Anyway.
Don't worry about James.
First one, I'll let you know. It charted at number one for 12 weeks.
All right, here we go.
I thought Josh.
I just is it
should get this.
Is it GoldenEye?
No, I thought you'd get it because you've been listening to this song.
Oh, Josh, it's Lose Yourself, Eminem.
It is.
Oh.
Now you hear it. Remember, these are all massive songs. They've got to be because they've been up there.
Well, GoldenEye was a great game. We all played it. I thought,
Next one. This one charted at number one for 14 weeks. Ooh. Let me just get my wet lips.
All right, here you go.
I'm ready. Chandra. And I Will Always Love You.
Yes, it is.
And I.
Good old Whitney. I mean, she's got good pipes to sing that. I've got good pipes to do it on the brass.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to hold your breath and then push it.
Yeah, hey, I know. You got
what
a bit red.
What a song.
Our next one, number one for 12 weeks.
All right, here we go. Josh, it's Smooth Santana.
Yeah. What a banger. I mean, it's no Whitney, but it's still that great that it was there for 12 weeks.
Santana, yeah.
You can see why, but it's been up there.
Okay, come on, Chandra, you can get this. Songs that have charted number one for more than 10 weeks. This one charted for number one for 14 weeks.
Ooh, okay. Right. We've got a bit of a pattern going on. 12, 14.
Josh.
Chandra.
I want to have both artists and song title then.
It's Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You.
I'll make love to you.
Do we just want to do the last one just for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Okay, this one was there for 10 weeks.
Here we go.
Okay.
10 weeks.
You've just got a reverse in there.
What?
Oh, it's annoying. Anyway,
we ended there. End on a high, they say.
Just go back to when Josh won.
Hey, Josh.
Coming home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
You.
Yeah, nah. Or. Nah, yeah.
Happy Derb.
Ding-a-ling a ding-dong.
This, okay. Fair enough.
Just trying something new.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of it, so I don't know if it's going to stick.
No. I like that you tried, though.
Yeah.
This is where we get your thoughts. You've thrown me with a ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Yeah, for yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stuff that's been happening in the news. Kick it off with this one. Dumpster diving.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yep.
I haven't done it, but it's something I'd like to do. Mm. Because when I lived in Sydney, the guy I went to uni with, his housemate did it and got the biggest bag of quinoa ever. Yeah. And it lasted me for the whole entire time I was in Sydney, which saved me so much money. And they were just chucking it out. People are wasting food, so why not jump into a bin and get it out?
So some people have gone dumpster diving for free fruit and veg. And basically, they filmed themselves and they found, like, basically a lot of stuff in there. Onions, carrots, leek.
That's
a couple of roots of ginger, rhubarb.
If it gets a littlest mark on it,
I know, isn't that crazy that you have to? And like the same with like farmers can't actually send it if there's like too many blemishes on it.
It's like, no, I'll still eat it.
It's just a waste.
And if it's the skin, sometimes you're peeling it off anyway. So
yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it? It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
No, yeah, yes, please. Every day of the week, like them soft, like them hard. There are delightful cheeses out there, my friend.
Mm, there's a lot of good cheese
out
there.
What's your favourite cheese?
Oof. Tough fun. Hard. I know. Brie comes to mind.
Brie's good. Camembert.
Yeah.
I like blue. I do like the Mercy Valley if you want to grow a harder cheese. That's just a stock standard great one. The pickled onion flavour's delightful as well.
I'll try any sort of thing.
Yeah.
Eating cheese could hold the key to keeping your bones healthy in old age. But not from cheddar, mozzarella, or camembert.
Okay.
Rather from Jarlsberg cheese. You know, the one that you can get at the supermarkets with the holes in it. Yeah.
That's just how I think of cheese when you're drawing it has the holes in it.
That's right. You think about that if like a cartoon.
Don't eat it that much.
Yeah, so apparently it's got a heap of vitamin K.
Really? Good to know.
Yep.
Good excuse to eat it too.
Owning your own club.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
If we're talking nightclub, that's too much effort.
Mm.
You know, the hours you've got to work, that's a lot.
Well, you're owning it.
Okay. Well, I would like to own something in my life, so that would be nice.
That would be the one.
A nice start.
What sort of tunes is happening at yours?
R&B. Mm. And then, actually, I'd have theme days, like a bit of country's going to roll out there. Mm. You're going to have the karaoke anthems.
Country club.
A mixed bag. So, you know, different levels, different vibes.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like that cookie bar in Melbourne.
Mm.
There you go. And it's like all different ones.
Yes.
So there's a Chelsea player that used to play for Chelsea. His name's Diego Costa. He's a soccer player. And when he was living in London, he was living in a rich part and he got a nightclub built in his house. And a few of them have done this. But he loved it so much when he got transferred from Chelsea to a Spanish team, he actually got it disassembled brick by brick. And they had to bring it all over on a ship, and he got set up in Spain.
That is such a waste.
Surely you can build it like again.
Build a new one. How much money do these players get to be able to do that?
Oh, lots of money.
Seriously, if you're their boss and you heard that was happening, you could go, we need to look at this guy's contract. He's getting too much money.
Well, I don't think that works that way. But, like, it must have been a pretty good club.
Would like to go in there.
Yeah. Certainly wouldn't be the country thing, one that you were offering
okay,
up.
Okay, mister, you like country music, but not when I say it.
Maybe you Josh, driving you home, okay?
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I have a bit of a feel-good story.
Hey,
for your hump day.
There we go.
And
finally.
It's to do with a couple of best friends. Everyone has their best friends.
Yeah.
But this is best friends in the animal world.
Oh, I love that.
So, it's a German Shepherd.
My favourite.
Named Blaze. And unfortunately, during 2020, Blaze started to lose his eyesight.
Oh.
And, you know, obviously with your pets, they do know their way around a home if they've lived there long enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's a bigger dog, so he was, you know, knocking things over, walking mm-hmm. into doors. And that's where, out of the blue, their other pet, their cat named Saturn, decided to step in and become Blaze's best friend and now works as Blaze's guide cat.
Really?
And so literally guides him round and knocks him a little bit when he's about to hit a wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that is a clever cat, isn't it?
Smart.
I mean, I don't give cats much props, but that
but
sounds...
But in that situation,
to help
out...
a dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd be happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not the only animal that's out there helping other animals.
Really?
Yeah, there's a piglet named Batman, great name.
Brilliant.
That has helped comforting a cat named Sriracha because the cat... unfortunately has a rare neurological disease and suffers from seizures. And so after a while, the cat kept having the seizures.
Yeah.
And then Batman thought, oh, that doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the little piglet, this is when it's little, would go lie next to it. And now it works as like an embrace and always knows what to do when Sriracha's having a seizure.
Holy moly.
I know. That's
very clever.
I know. Now, orangutans, we know we know they're smart. This orangutan, Jorong, noticed that a baby bird was struggling to stay afloat at a zoo. Mm. And so out of nowhere, Jorong used a leaf to give the bird something to grasp onto for leverage. Then he gently picked up the bird and guided the tiny creature to shore. Bird survived.
Bird wow. survived.
I just... is your heart not ticking? Mine is.
No, it's very good. Very good.
Very good. I'll give you another piglet.
All right, here we go.
Nadell was weak since birth and often bullied by older pigs. Sounds like a movie that we've all heard.
Anyway.
But then Nadell found solace and safety in another more unlikely group, a gaggle of geese. So, because it's at a farm, these geese surround the small piglet and honk and peck at other pigs who threaten Paul Nadell.
Just with these stories, like the storyline behind it, you know, like he was bullied for years and then he found solace in a bunch of geese.
Josh!
And now they protect him. I mean, they could be made up. We don't know this.
Well, at least believe it. I'm trying to bring a bit of joy, a bit of good to the show. And here you are just stamping on, wanting the pig to be bullied.
Good. Here you, Josh, there at 955. I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put your boat to the test. Search Marketplace, a can of mace. Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right. Price is Right, it is back, and so is Bilbo from Promotions. Welcome to the studio.
G'day, Josh. G'day, Herbie.
Ready to go shopping.
Yo.
Someone say shopping.
Have you got your lucky pen?
Yes, I do. It's blue.
Last week, yeah. alrighty, over here, we've got you've got some things from Marketplace, Gumtree. We just have to work out closest to the pin. You can get these from around Geelong on the Surf Coast.
Yes, you can. Number one.
All right, gee, okay. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you can say number one if you want. Number one. All right, it is a 6-seater spa.
Oh, lovely.
The heater of the spa doesn't work, so it hasn't been used in a while. But good condition on the whole, comes with a lid, you know, like a spa lid.
Yeah. Well, you do need the lid.
You need the lid, you know.
I love spas. And you're hopping them.
That's what you do.
And then you have...
I just like to look at them. I mean,
I have no idea what a spa would cost.
I've just given $2 signs as well, so I'd have got no idea. I'm thrown.
Let's start with Lucky Pen, Herbie.
Herbie Deb.
Herbie Deb has come in $860.
I think I've gone short. I just don't know.
I mean, I don't know what the common resale value of spas is these days.
I couldn't even tell you what the sale value is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Josh has come in with $1,000.
Oh, bugger, he's got it. That's so sneaky of him.
You don't even know. Let me give you the answer and you'll find out. I know, just can't back yourself till the end, can you? All right, so the 6-seater spa used with a broken heater is up here for $350. Goes to Herbie.
Schnicky didn't win.
And the pen works again.
Oh, God.
Okay. That could be a steal for a spa. Who wouldn't know?
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
A table tennis table, net, bats, and balls.
That's fun.
Located in Highton.
Would you prefer a spa or the table tennis table?
Table tennis table.
It could use some TLC.
Yeah, they always do.
I mean, I think that's standard if you're getting a second-hand table tennis table. Why would you ever buy one? I mean, they're always up for sale.
They are up for sale.
I mean, you can always just get them. Like, anyway.
There's a lot of silence there. There's a lot of concentration.
No idea.
You really threw me with the TLC comment.
It needs a lot of TLC.
It doesn't look it in the photo. It just. All right. Josh has come in. $84.
Oh, my giddy aunt. What I was originally thinking was 85. And
really?
I didn't write that down.
Okay. I'm sure. Thanks for that.
Wouldn't the lucky pen just take over and do it itself? Anyway, Herbie has come in. $95.
Oh, that's sneaky.
Okay.
The table tennis table, net, bats, and balls in need of some TLC located in Highton is up here for free. It goes to Josh.
Oh, well done. Jeez.
Do you know what? That's sneaky by you, Bilbo.
Very sneaky. All right, the tie break. Here it is. All right. One ute trailer load of red gum firewood.
Oh, that's good. No idea what it's worth, but that's very handy.
So one ute load.
What's a ute load? Like, is it stacked up, you know, or is it just like flat?
Probably maybe a cubic meter. Let's say that.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. So Herbie has come in $251. Josh.
What has he done?
Has come in $125.
Oh, no.
The red gum firewood, one rough cubic meter, is up here for $210. It goes for
Herbie.
Well done.
I was like, she'll go low.
She'll go low. Low for wood.
Come on.
that's where you'll pay top dollar. A bit of wood.
Mate, the lucky pen strikes again.
Josh. I'll
leave it to you.
You want good quality wood.
Good quality wood costs. That's all we're saying.
It's Amy and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, Canada. They're ahead of the game.
Are they?
They're ahead of the game. So recently, earlier in the start of the year, they announced that they will be allowing gay people to donate blood, which doesn't
That's right. Here. Yeah, you were telling me about that, which is really exciting.
In Australia, gay men still can't donate blood, which definitely needs to change, and hopefully we're on the right path to make that happen. But Canada, they're already doing it because, as I said, they're on the right path.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they've done overnight is so good. It just shows that we need to follow in their footsteps.
All right, talk to me.
Because the Canadian government has announced that they're going to be imposing a new tax.
Okay.
And this will come into play.
Not many people get excited about taxes. So.
No, but I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
September 1, this is happening.
Yeah.
The Select Luxury Items Tax Act.
Okay.
All
right.
So what this is...
Talk to me.
Is it applies to all new cars and aircrafts that cost more than Australian
and aircrafts
more than Australian $110,000 and boats that exceed the price of $280,000. So the new rate will equate to 10% of the full value of the item, and it goes into effect to try and help reduce pollution and do something good for the environment.
Like stop people just buying things. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So now the rich can't just go, oh, I've got the money, I'm going to splash the cash, I'm going to do that.
Otherwise I'm going to get taxed.
They're going to get taxed. And we know the rich, they don't get taxed.
Yeah, no, they don't.
No, they earn too much. Don't tax them. Let's tax the little blokes.
No, because they've got the best accountants with the best loopholes.
Yeah. We can send our money overseas because we know people.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't know anyone.
Our business is overseas at the moment. Yeah, that's right.
I barely remember my own bank details.
I don't mind that.
It's like I think we were talking about this off air. Is like those countries where speeding fines based on your income.
Yes.
You know,
it's like they take it into account
because they don't care.
Everyone differs.
Mm.
And what they've also included in these changes is tax reductions for profits made using zero emission technology. Okay. So they're really trying to do better for Canada and the world. Mm-hmm. Here in Australia, we can't say the same.
Yeah.
I mean, we are fixing things.
We should all just go against the rich people, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
I just...
alienate them. Yep.
I think more taxes need to head their way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean,
just level the playing field.
Yeah. Boats, aircrafts, cars.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Let's tax them.
What else would you tax?
I mean, something I'm not going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Pools. Big pools. Depending on a dimension.
Yeah, so depending on the size of the pool.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a cute kiddie pool, don't tax them.
No, that's
big
fine.
Big pool, lap pool, tax them.
Yeah, okay. I would say priority boarding on a plane. I think you should be taxed.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sick of it. I don't. We're going up Rose 1 today. No.
Tax them. I think people who have flash suits, tax them.
So if they're spending a lot of money on clothes,
their suits, tax them.
So just men.
No, women wear suits.
Yeah, well, okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
That was very sexist of me.
Anything else that you can think of?
Well, I just, if you are rich, you know, just give us more money.
You know? So actually, not a tax. Charity fund.
Yeah. It's more like a donation. As soon as you earn over an amount where you can buy like a second house and have no mortgage.
Yeah.
Then you have to just start, every dollar you earn has to go
You've got to give another one.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll lodge it.
Yeah.
We're going
to
be rich.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Well, then we'll have to be paying tax. I don't really like it. Herbie and Josh, Carrick 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On Carrick 955.
Herbie, have you seen that thing where it tells you what good-looking people are supposed to look like? It's a formula. It's a certain formula.
The face, the structure.
Yeah, the structure
of it. Off the top of my head, I do believe that Amber Heard, the structure of her face puts her into the category of the most beautiful face that a person could get.
Yeah, that's right. So there's certain particular people that are just better looking because of where their eyes are positioned, where their nose is. Yeah, the ratios and how it works out.
Unfortunately, my head's a bit too connected to my neck, so I have a few chins. So no, I don't know if I fall into the category high up.
No, you did well. Thanks. All right. So they've now developed that golden ratio for telling how beautiful a city is.
Okay. The most beautiful cities around the world.
That's right.
How do they work that out?
I don't know. It's based on like certain buildings, certain water frontage.
Okay.
There's a few different things that go into the golden ratio.
Artwork on the side of highways.
Yeah, that's right.
It's beautiful.
I can tell you that no Australian city has made it into the top 20.
God damn,
I think Geelong must have been 21.
Just missed out.
There's no data there.
Have they been down the Great Ocean Road? Fools.
Yeah. Well, it's very heavily weighted to European cities.
Okay.
Particularly the UK. The highest American one, for instance, like it is all based in Europe, basically, was New York, which came in at 17 for most beautiful cities, which I wouldn't really think of that in the golden ratio of like beautiful.
I would say polluted. I'd say a bit too cluttered.
I guess so. I guess they've got a lot of architecture. So based on that,
maybe
how that goes.
We can disagree with it.
Anyway, top five, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you 5 to 2. Rome, Belfast, London, Venice is number 2.
Yep.
Now, number 1 I'd never heard of. And I want to see if you've heard of this.
Because I've heard of all of them.
Yeah, of course.
Don't agree with the list, but I've heard of all of them.
Doesn't matter. Chester.
It sounds English.
It is English. Chester. UK. You're not familiar with it?
I'm going to Chester.
Whereabouts do you reckon it would be near?
A soccer team.
It's based around a soccer team.
Maybe.
It's near Liverpool.
Tottenham. Oh, near Liverpool.
Yeah.
Near a team.
Well, Tottenham is actually in Liverpool. Yeah.
Oh, my giddy aunt. I'm good.
No, it's not. I'm joking. I'm just teasing you.
I would have run with that and told everyone how smart
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, anyway, so, and then I was like, okay, well, what is so good about Chester? So I thought, you know, I'll check the most notable people.
Yeah, from.
You know, like, who has made it?
From Chester, okay? From the most beautiful place in the world. Place,
who is the most notable person for the most, you know, beautiful place? Have you ever heard of the name A.S. Hornby?
Hornby.
A.S. Hornby.
Artist?
What, you're not familiar with a notable grammarian?
Josh, do you think I am?
But I mean, as if that makes you notable list. He was a notable grammarian, so we'll put him in the...
And Chester's a beautiful place.
That's right.
Couple of lies.
Heavy Josh Carrick 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.